Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Sylvie, host of the Owner's Manual with my co-host, Asia Palmer.
Hello. Good morning.
And today we have Jody Traylor in our studio from
Click Photography.
Yes, studio. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Click Photography.
Okay. We are actually just opening this studio in Marietta, and we're going to do photography, you know, headshots, newborn photography, child photography, family photography, seniors. And we're also going to teach photography workshops there, which is the most exciting part for me, because you can come to our studio and learn how to use your camera on manual mode.
Okay. And you have a guest with you. Who do you have with
you? I do. I have my lovely husband and sidekick, Ben Traylor.
Yes. I do a little video. So, you know, Jody does a lot of photography. I do a lot of video. And even though the photography studio is new, I mean, we're definitely not new to this. You know, Click Workshops has been around for a few years now.
For 6 years.
Yeah. And, you know, Jody has really done well with that and taught a lot of people, you know, how to use their camera.
Jody, how long have you been as a photographer?
I started my personal company, Jody Lynn Photography, about 10 years ago. So I've been in this business a while. And then we decided, as we were shooting more people, that they kept asking us, how do I use my camera? So it kind of evolved into workshops. So I do photography and workshops, and it kind of, and then I taught my sidekick in one of my classes, my husband. Yeah. So I taught him in one of my classes, and that's how we met.
That is how, and you know, like,
aww,
and
story.
So cute.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that.
Well, these cameras these days, these DSLRs, they're incredible video cameras as well. So this was probably like, what, 2010-ish? And, you know, I think it's about 09, maybe 08, 09 when Canon came out with a 5D Mark II, which that was kind of the first, that was the first DSLR that shot, you know, full HD. So, you know, my thing is I wanted to learn that camera. I knew how to use a video camera. You know, I'd worked at a TV station, you know, for 7-8 years. And, you know, when I got that camera, I'm like, I need to know how to use it. I need to master this camera. And that's
right.
That's when I found Click, actually.
Because a lot of our DSLR cameras now, they can shoot still photography, but they also can do video. So okay. Like a 2-in-1.
For those of us who don't know your technical terms, what's a DSLR?
So the DSLR, those are just the cameras, the bigger cameras that you can change the lenses out on. So they're not point and shoots, which a lot of people have the little square cameras that you can't change any of the, you know, a lot of the settings on. DSLRs are a little bit larger. You can buy different lenses
for them.
What
I'm thinking of is like the Canon ones.
Right.
That you have the strap around your neck.
Yep.
Those are like
DSLR if you have them. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. Oh, I didn't know that much about those cameras. And how many lenses can you have?
Oh, it's endless, really. They're like jewelry, so you can collect lenses. So if you stay with a brand like Canon or Nikon, you can collect lenses, and it's kind of like your arsenal. And all of them give a different photograph, you know? So depending on how you use them.
So what do you prefer, Canon or Nikon? Are you more?
I'm a Canon girl.
Oh, are you?
Since I started, Canon has been good to me. I love Nikon too. Right. They both have strong points.
Okay.
I've just always used Canon. I started collecting them. Lenses aren't very inexpensive after you start getting the, you know, the really good ones. So you just kind of stick with your brand unless they treat you badly. Yeah.
So let's talk about your workshops. What do you do in your workshops? How does that work?
So right now we teach you how to, for our intro workshop, we teach you how to shoot on full manual mode. And that's kind of scary, but in 4 hours, we will teach you the basics that you need to know, you know, just a consumer, just someone who, a lot of people that have taken our workshop have just bought their camera. So some of them haven't even taken it out of the box. And then they open up their manual and they look at it and it's like Greek to them. Like, it makes no sense to me. How do I learn it? And I was in the same boat years and years ago. But we break it down. We kind of dumb it down to say, you know, we make it three major points. We're going to change three settings on your camera, and you're going to be shooting in manual mode. And after 4 hours, you are. And we, in our workshop, we have a lot of hands-on time. So when I go through each section, you're actually physically touching your camera and making that change. I've been to workshops before where someone will stand in front of you and kind of preach at you for an hour, and you're looking like, what are they saying to me? This, I don't understand any of this, but we're really hands-on. And at the end of our workshop, at the end of that 4 hours, we have hands-on time where our instructors will actually one-on-one sit with you and go over anything you may not understand.
That's very useful.
Yes.
I can just think of so many times where I opened up something and was like, can someone teach me how to do this?
Right. Can someone teach me how to read my manual?
Of course.
Right? Because it's that difficult to
read
it.
It's in a whole other language. You don't know.
Exactly. So we break it down, and everyone leaves super happy. We have a lot of great reviews for that class, and that's my favorite to teach of the Click workshops.
How long are you? I'm sorry.
I think one thing to that, too, you know, because, for example, the intro class, you know, everyone's on the same level, basically. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of learning together. You know, if the person beside you maybe picks something up, or maybe they have, you know, because, you know, we'll have Canon, Nikon, Sony's in there, whatever. You know, somebody may have the camera kind of like yours, you know, right beside you. So, you know, you might can find the button that you need to find. But basically, it's just a fun environment to learn in, too. You know,
and he's taken the class. Yeah. He's actually taken the class, so he knows. Everyone gets really excited after taking the class because they finally can understand it. And instead of getting one great picture, because we go out and we buy our DSLR, we spend, $600 on this camera, and automatically out of the box on auto mode, it's taking a better picture than our camera phones are, right? So we're like, oh, we're a photographer, you know, we can do this. But then we keep taking pictures, and it's like 1 in 100. One turns out good, and the other 99, not so great. So teaching you what is important to learn on your camera, I think, is important.
So let's talk about that for a second. What makes your photos look bad?
What makes them look bad? Backgrounds, you know, bad backgrounds, like people taking selfies in their restrooms. that makes it look bad. Yeah. But
in more ways than one.
Right. More than anything, I think just not having the know-how to take a good in-focus photograph, you know, just learning some basics. And it's not hard once you have someone tell you the basics. You don't have to learn every button on your camera to take a good picture. You know, you just need to learn a few. And we teach you a few, and then you can build on it from there. So get a good foundation, and you can get a good photograph.
Of course. I mean, I'm in the social media era, so I'm all about lighting.
Yes.
When I catch a good lighting, I'm ready for the selfie.
I know.
She's also a woman, so she's into a lot.
You know what? Lighting is very important. So in our class, we can teach you all the technical aspects. We can say, this is how you set your shutter speed. This is how you set your ISO. But if you learn everything in the class and you don't learn where to take a photo, like what lighting, like you said, your photograph may still not be so great.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Exactly. And that's what people look at photographs that they're interested in, you know, they don't just look at.
Very true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's creating experience.
Yes, that's right.
Love so that. when we were talking, you said, that when you're taking a picture that you shouldn't have people say cheese.
Yes.
Why is that?
I teach a lot of moms in my class, and a lot of moms will tell their children because, you know, I photograph children from newborn to, you know, teenagers. And everyone says, okay, little Johnny, say cheese. And when you tell your child to say cheese, the child squints their eyes and makes really big teeth. And it doesn't look like your child anymore. It looks like a cheese face, you know? So you want a nice photograph of your child. And if you want that, then you need to get a true expression from your child. So instead of saying cheese or everything else you guys have come up with now, you know, hamburger and everything else, just engage your child, tickle your child, make them laugh, say something inappropriate that you know they like, you know, like little boys. I've done everything because I've been shooting children for, you know, 10 years. So I've even injured myself to get a good reaction.
Anything for the picture.
Anything for the picture. That's right. That's right.
That's okay. Awesome. So how do you make, this is going to be a little weird question, but how do you make women look good in the pictures besides them being in the picture?
Well, that's not a weird question at all. That is a very important question. Okay, John. All of us women want to look the best in photographs. And if we're taking family photos, which I do a lot, and I deliver a session to a family, I know for a fact that moms go through them first and they go, me, me, and they keep sliding the pictures, sliding them, looking at how they look in the picture. And if they look like a Victoria's Secret model and their hair is beautiful and their eyes are shining and they look skinny, well, then that picture is going to go on the mantle, right? It doesn't matter if dad is cross-eyed or the kid's not even looking. Yes, exactly. So make the woman look the best in photos. So my tip that I teach in the class is to have, if you're taking a picture of your wife, girlfriend, whatever, have her sit on the ground or you stand on a chair above her and then shoot down on her. Because when women look up, their necks start looking really smooth. Their skin on their face gets really taut because you're looking up and everything's looking better. And it gives you a nice picture.
I was thinking like you're the focal point of the picture, you know?
That's right.
You just want attention.
And that's what, you know, when you take selfies, what do? You put the camera up in the air and take a picture down. And that's the same thing with any kind of photography. It makes a woman look better.
Of course. Wow.
Speaking of selfie sticks, what do you think of selfie sticks?
I love selfie sticks.
You do?
I do. I, you know, my husband at one time was like, oh, that's kind of silly. But the truth is selfie sticks are very important because if you're taking a photograph, like you're on a girl's night out or you're on a trip to the zoo or whatnot, your arm is only going to reach so far.
Of course.
So you may be able to cram your family of four into a shot and whoever has the longest arm gets to hold it, you know, the phone. But you don't get to see any of the background. So you're not setting the scene.
Love.
So it's just people. You could be in a bathroom or you could be at the zoo or you could be at Niagara Falls. Who knows? Because nobody can see.
I'm pretty sure you don't need a selfie stick in the bathroom.
No, you do not need that.
I want a selfie stick.
What's the difference between taking your own photos and hiring somebody to do it besides the cost?
That's a good question because... we actually hire a professional photographer to take our family photos. We could put up a tripod and we could have it sit in there and say, hey, you know, to our son, look at the camera and we're going to take a picture. And we could do all that and that would be free. But having a photographer that knows what they're doing and is behind that camera who can interact with you, interact with your kids, especially if you have kids, I think is more important.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell us about one of your worst shoots.
What worst shoots? Everyone's an angel.
Oh, yeah. The horror stories.
I'm sure.
Okay, so I think my worst one, I know my worst one. I've seen a lot of children, and children are children, and they will have meltdowns. It doesn't matter. You know, they can turn on you in a dime, but every child has a different personality. But one particular little boy, I remember... I feel like I'm flashing back. We should have music going on. But he was not very smiley. And I was trying all my tricks. You know, I was saying crazy things to him. I was trying to tickle him. I was acting just crazy, you know, and it usually works. I push every kind of button I knew to push. And all he wanted to do was throw rocks at my camera and at my glass. And his parents were giggling. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, because I have to, you know. So I said to, you know, we'll use little Johnny again. Little Johnny, you're not allowed to throw rocks at my expensive glass. So I finally did get him to stop, but that was my worst shoot. And I wasn't getting any smiles from him. So I actually got on a park bench that we were at and I fell off the park bench on purpose.
Oh, no.
And he laughed hysterically.
Is this the one where you injured yourself?
I injured myself. I did get a bruise, but that bruise was worth it. I got a lot of smiley shots after that. I think we bonded. He didn't throw, throw the rocks anymore. So, yeah.
And well, I'll say too, you know, some of her best shots. Well, I don't know if they're the best shots, but the more entertaining shots are when the kids do have meltdowns. You know, or if they're siblings and they're kind of fighting or crying or whatever.
I can't
And she'll
help
snap
it.
A few of
it
those.
Definitely shows the personality.
You know, and the families love those too because that's kind of what happened.
It's
you know,
real
it's,
life.
It's memorable. Right. You know, it's happening that day.
Yeah.
And plus, it's just, it's funny.
It
know?
Is
it's
funny.
Just funny.
I like capturing all their emotions, you know, happy, sad. Yes. You know, sometimes they're very serious, but it's just neat because all of them have different personalities and it's finding their personality and pulling it out of them. And that's why I don't do the cheese because I want the real person.
Yeah, my favorite time, my favorite pictures are like the Christmas cards that families are actually doing like things that are funny and like their personalities shown in the pictures. Because everybody's seen the cliche by the Christmas tree pictures.
Of course. You know? Yeah, we had one family recently at one of my mini sessions for the Christmas time and. The kids were just epic meltdowns. I mean, it must have been nap time or they were hungry or something was going on. And, you know, I said, well, why don't we just go with it? You know, this is it. This is the time we have. Right. Let's just go with it. And they were both just mad. But that was their Christmas card photo and they loved it, you know, and all so their funny. Friends loved it. You know, if I got that Christmas photo, I would think, oh, well, that's unique. You know, that's interesting stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's one of your best photos, photo shoots?
You know, one of my favorite photos looking back is I had these two sibling little girls, about 6 years old and maybe four. And we had a great session and we were leaving and we were in the parking lot, a gravel parking lot. And the two little sisters went to hug each other and then they gave each other a little kiss, like right on the, you know, on the lips, just two cute little girls. Mm. And I had my camera out still and I grabbed the picture and I took it. And it still to this day is like one of my favorite photos. And it was in a parking lot, the gravel parking lot after our session ended. And that's where I get most of my photos, not in gravel parking lot, but like when people aren't posing for them, when it's more natural.
Just real life
moments. In between. Yeah. The parents will watch me shoot and I'm making them laugh and making them giggle. And they're like, well, we really don't want the giggly face. And I'm like, but I'm not getting the giggly face. I'm getting the second after they stop giggling, where they have that pure joy. You know,
I love that.
So let's switch gears for a minute. So let's go from when you first started and up into the studio. Let's talk about the cost and of getting into the business of owning your own studio and, you know, moving from where you were to where you are going to be.
Right. So when I first started, I wasn't a great photographer and I actually taught myself everything, but it took a long time. But I was, you know, I work out of my house or I would go to someone else's house that hired me and I would be, or I'd go to a park, a public park to shoot. And we've done that for, you know, 10 years. We've worked freelanced out of our home for both of us. And by freelancing out of our home, it's a little more affordable because we don't have a lot of overhead. We don't have, you know, the rent and, you know, we're basically doubling our life, you know, so we're paying double rent, double electric, double water and all that stuff. And not to mention just renovating. So when we found this studio space on Roswell Street, it was
three blocks from the Big Chicken.
So when we found this studio, we had been looking for the last year. For studio space. And it's always been a dream of ours to do it. We just didn't know if we could make it happen. So we found this studio space and it was affordable in quotation marks. And we said, you know what, let's just make the jump. So we made up a budget and we figured out how much more money we'd have to bring in to both of our businesses because we're both self-employed. So, and we have a child. So, you know, it's
You're
important.
Busy.
Yeah. And we're busy. So, it was a huge leap, but finding the right location, finding a space that is, you know, going to work for you economically, like, is very important. But I think to progress, you have to, you know, you have to move forward. You know, we were getting stagnant. We were so busy and we both still are so busy, but we wanted to take another step, you know, and we want to retire eventually one day, you know, maybe in our 70s, right? So we want to build something.
Long way to go.
That's right. we want to build something and, you know, hopefully be able to train, you know, some people to run after us, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's a dream of ours. And maybe we can retire off of that.
Okay. Ben, tell me a little bit about your videos.
Well, I do, I mainly do corporate and broadcast videos. And what that means is, two parts, you know, companies will hire me to shoot, you know, and edit. And I'll outsource that, you know, depending on my workload. And then also I do some broadcast shoots where I, you know, people will call, like, you know, the Weather Channel or NBC, ABC, you know, the broadcasters, ESPN, right. And they may need a crew, you know, which the crew is usually just, you know, a photographer and a sound man. So, and, you know, it kind of goes from there. And, you know, some of the corporate gigs or even some of the broadcast, you know, gigs, they can get bigger where it might be a multi-camera, you know, type shoot.
So crews are individual contractors or individual people?
It just depends on how you're set up.
Gotcha.
Or how you do it. Okay. You know, we could go on and on about this for, you know,
it's a whole nother
the rest of the show. Day about the different ways, especially when it comes to broadcast crews, you know, the way they do. But anyway, you know, I don't know where I was going with this.
I knew you were. I knew
you could see me searching, couldn't you?
But well, what do you want to use the studio for?
But I mean, that's a good question. Yeah. You know, I have gotten to the point where I'm so busy that I kind of need help, where I'm getting double booked. And I think that's another thing where the studio came in, you know, because we need a storefront, and we probably need, you know, we're going to need some help here soon.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
We're going to have a back area in the studio, and we're going to set up like a green screen and, you know, backdrop so people could come in and do videos, you know, in our studio. Like if you needed to do a video for your website, you know, promoting whatever, we could put, I don't know if people are familiar with green screens, but you just basically sit in front of a green screen. It's actually green, and they can project something behind you. So it looks like you're at a car dealership or whatnot.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's expanding.
It is expanding.
Yeah. And, you know, the place we had, you know, very quiet, you know, cinder block walls and stuff. It's just an ideal place for both really photo and video work. And, you know, plus right there on Roswell Street, three blocks from the Big Chicken, we're hoping to get, you know, with all that traffic. You know, we're really hoping to. That's a pretty good spot to be.
I think that's important wherever you find a location for something that, like we're doing. I mean, we don't see very many photography studios in our area. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason we decided to just go for it, because a lot of the studios are in Atlanta. And that's a little bit of a drive. And then there's some in Alpharetta. And when we started Click Workshops, we were driving to Alpharetta to teach in somebody else's studio and paying them. And why not? Why not just take the money? Right. For ourselves, basically. Right.
For you'll cut the cost.
A lot of cost, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Ben's alluded to where your studio is maybe a couple times.
Maybe a few times.
Yes. It needs to be in marketing.
So, yeah. So why don't you tell everybody where exactly it is, the address and everything.
Okay. So we are located, Click Photography Studio is located at 955 Roswell Street. We're next door to the Mansour Center. And across the street from an amazing Mediterranean restaurant that we haven't tried yet, but it smells really good.
Yeah.
but we house, you know, some people are familiar with Jody Lynn Photography, and that's me, and I'm still Jody Lynn Photography, and Ben is still Ben Trailer Productions, but we are now under Click Photography Studio, so we have a storefront.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you're not open yet. So when is your grand opening?
So we're having our grand opening September 12th. From 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. I invite everyone to come out and see us. Even if you can just stop in for a few minutes, we're going to have some giveaways, some fun stuff. You can kind of see the studio and, you know.
We'll also have a TV because obviously the college football season would have started by then. So we've got to be able to
we'll have a TV.
Facilitate the college football fans out there.
We will also have a little photo booth. So
there you go.
You can come in and take it's not really selfies, but someone will be there taking your picture.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was actually on the way here talking to John. I want to do a photo booth for one of our partners' education. They have great football games. We work with Wheeler High School mm-hmm. and Mario High School. We're thinking about on homecoming having a photo booth.
That's amazing.
So how do I go about that? Like, how's that set up?
It's so actually very easy. Okay. You know, just need a backdrop. You know, sometimes people have crazy things that they hold in their hands to put over yes. their face. You know, silly things or words they can hold out beside their heads. Mm-hmm. And then basically you can either have a camera operator and they can take the pictures for you. Okay. Or you can have it like a remote release. So the person standing there in front of the camera cool. can just snap a button.
Like a selfie stick.
Yeah, there sort of go. Like a selfie right? stick. Yes.
That's cool.
But it's pretty easy to do.
So what about price? How would that...
Pricing for...
For a photo booth.
For a photo booth. We have not priced out us doing photo booths yet. But I know we can work something out.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll have our first one on the grand opening.
Awesome. Well, I'll see how that goes and then we'll book.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Perfect.
So we've gone over your classes. Do you do anything else besides the classes and the videos? Do you do...
In photography. Mm-hmm. I do mentoring and okay. that's sort of like our workshops. But if you want one-on-one time just with me and your camera... you can come to the studio. We set it up first, obviously, and you can come to the studio and we have several sessions and we focus on what you want to learn. So if maybe you're a little bit more advanced in the intro, we can, you know, focus on, you know, backlighting or external flash or whatever interests you the most is what we can work on. And I've trained a lot of my competition. I'm not ashamed to say that through Click Workshops. And I'm glad because I like that people get education behind them. And then they become photographers mm-hmm. because then I enjoy looking at other photographers' photos and we hope to have a lot of photographers and video people come and, you know, collaborate with them at our studio as well.
Do you have a favorite student that has gone on to do something else?
Oh, my.
Besides Ben?
Oh, I have a lot of favorite students. Elizabeth is one of my favorites and Marcy. They both have become wildly successful and they're in this area and I'm proud of both of them. They really, awesome. You know, you have to put the time in, you know, you learn it, but like if you come and you want me to teach you Spanish, which I don't know, but if you wanted me to, you know, you come to the class, I'll teach you it. But if you don't go home and practice it, you're not going to retain it.
Right.
And so they did a great job at continuing education after our class as well.
That's awesome. Spreading knowledge.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so let's give the address one more time.
Okay, it's Click Photography Studio, 955 Roswell Street, next door to the Mansour Center, a couple blocks from the Big Chicken.
And your website?
Is www.clickmarietta.com.
Okay, go to their website, go visit them on their grand opening.
Yes, please.
We appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you
very much.
It's nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you guys.
Make sure that you follow us at on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys are on Facebook, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Follow them on Facebook. Follow us, Zaxby's 2080 LRR, Zaxby's 591 SMP. And we will see you next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.